So I didn't get the eyeglasses that I wanted to get because I didn't go to the rehearsal.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
It's at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do sports report. G Money sports report. And we're going to do Major League Baseball. So let's talk baseball.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home.
All right. Well, this is G Money talking about baseball. So let's hear what's going on with the baseball league. Let's hear the standing of all the teams in the National League. So let's talk National League baseball standing.
All right. Here are the standings in the National League in the East. The Atlanta Braves are on top with 64 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 53 wins. In third place, it's the Miami Marlins, 54 wins. In fourth place, it's the New York Mets with 46 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Washington Nationals with 41 wins. The National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are still on top with 55 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 55 wins also. Third place is the Chicago Cubs with 48 wins. In fourth place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals with 44 wins. In fifth place, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates with 43 wins. In the National League West, the L.A. Dodgers are still on top with 57 wins, followed by Arizona Diamondbacks with 54 wins, San Francisco Giants with 54 wins, San Diego Padres in fourth, 48 wins, and the Colorado Rockies in fifth place with 39 wins. In the American League, the Baltimore Orioles are on top with 61 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who also have 61 wins. So they're fighting it out for that number one position. Toronto Blue Jays are in third with 55 wins.
That's American League West or American League East?
American League East.
Okay.
Yeah. The, let's see, where am I? Yankees are in fourth with 53 wins. Third place, Toronto Blue Jays with 55 wins. In fourth place and fifth place are the Yankees and the Red Sox, and they both have 53 wins. In the American League Central, Minnesota Twins are on top with 53 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 49 wins. Third place is the Detroit Tigers with 46 wins. In fourth place, the Chicago White Sox with 41 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals have 28 wins. In the American League West, Texas Rangers still on top, 59 wins. In second place, it's the Houston Astros with 56 wins. In third place, California Angels with 51 wins. In fourth place, the Seattle Mariners with 50 wins. And in last place, the Oakland A's with 28 wins. That's the standings in Major League Baseball.
Okay. Any games that were played yesterday that we can talk about in the National League?
They don't give the games by National League or American League. They just give them all together. So I can tell you that yesterday the Detroit Tigers beat the San Diego Padres 3-1. The New York Yankees beat the Kansas City Royals 8-5. Washington Nationals beat the San Francisco Giants 6-1. That's not good for the Giants. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cleveland Guardians 8-5. The Miami Marlins beat the Colorado Rockies 3-2. Baltimore Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3. The Arizona Diamondbacks lost to the Cincinnati Reds 7-5. The Arizona Bay Braves beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2. The Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. And the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2. The Dodgers lost to the Texas Rangers 8-4. The Angels beat the Pirates 7-5. The Houston Astros beat the Oakland A's 3-2. And the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners 4-3. And last but not least, the Boston Red Sox beat the New York Mets 6-1. And those were all the games played yesterday.
All right. Well, it looks like they had a lot of interesting outcomes in the games that were played yesterday. A lot of the bottom teams beat a lot of the bigger teams, so everybody was switching positions yesterday. I guess the teams were getting their batting together and playing better defense for the teams to win. So that's good. Okay, so let's talk basketball. WNBA basketball.
Las Vegas Aces are on top with 21 wins, followed by the New York Liberty in second place with 16 wins. The Connecticut Sun is in third place with 17 wins, 6 losses. Dallas Wings are in fourth place with 13 wins and 9 losses. The Washington Mystics are in fifth place with 12 wins and 10 losses, followed by the Atlanta Dream with 12 wins and 10 losses. In seventh place, it is the Minnesota Lynx with 10 wins and 13 losses. In eighth place, Chicago Sky has 9 wins and 13 losses. In ninth place, the LA Spark has 7 wins and 15 losses. In 10th place, it's the Phoenix Mercury with 6 wins and 16 losses. In 11th place, the Indiana Fever also has 6 wins and 16 losses. And in 12th place, it's the Seattle Storm with 4 wins and 18 losses.
Wow. It's like the WNBA. They're leaving everything up to the Las Vegas Aces to go ahead and run away with it. Now, you said the Aces got 21 wins. Is that correct? Because I thought it was 22 wins yesterday.
21 wins, 2 losses.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the Las Vegas Aces are running away with the WNBA. So that's a good thing for Las Vegas. Yeah, put your hands together for Las Vegas and say, go, girls, go. Just keep on playing that basketball and keep winning. All right. Well, it's G Money Sports Report for today. Is today the 25th? The 24th. The 24th of July, 2023. Okay. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with a song and some more of the show.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her, but she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her, and I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend, but I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
old boy, go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Uh-huh.
Three buffalo boys go around the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside and don't see Joe, your partner.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, this is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you to start Monday's radio show off with. Why is a snake a smart animal? You don't know? Because he doesn't have any legs to pull. You can't pull his leg. Okay. Did you hear the story of the man that got arrested for feeding the pigeons at the zoo? You wonder why? Well, he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! What kind of keys cannot be used to open a lock? Well, let's see. You got monkeys. You got parakeets. You got donkeys. And you got doggies that can't open the lock. And let me see. What other joke do I have that I could tell you today? There was a boy that went to the pet store, and he saw the pet salesman, and he asked him if he could buy a shark. And the man said, "You want to buy a shark?" And the little boy said, "Yeah, I want to get even with my cat. He's messing with the fish in my fish tank." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay. Well, let's go to a song. Let's see. Let's play Gretchen Gilmore for our song today. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Ooh.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind. Ooh.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. Blow my mind.
When I was in 6th grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing, and this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
She swam
and she's floating so good, she could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard, and she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore?
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets, because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though. Her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking. So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12-on-4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence. And the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends. And they started fighting.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on seven continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes to add to the Monday show. Okay, there were two men that were sitting in the jungle. One man was under a tree reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on a typewriter. And a lion showed up, and the lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and then he walked off, and he left the other man alone. I guess meat eaters know that readers digest and writers cramp. Oh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, there were three animals that came into the restaurant, and they sat down at the restaurant at a table. And the waitress came over and asked if they were ready to order. And the lion said, yes, I'll have a chocolate shake. And the waitress wrote down one chocolate shake. And then she went to the other animal, and it was a duck. And she asked the duck, are you ready to order? And the duck said, yes, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And she wrote down, okay, one bologna and cheese sandwich. And then she went to the chicken and asked, what would you like to eat? And the chicken said, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And she said, okay, one grilled cheese sandwich. And then she went back to the lion and she said, are you sure you don't want anything to eat? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now? Woo! I'm so funny. I boost the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, there was a man walking the streets of New York, and he was looking in all the windows as he was walking down the main street in New York. And he came upon a restaurant, and he walked in the restaurant and sat down at a table. And then the waitress came over and asked if she could take his order. And he said, yes, he'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, okay, is that all? He said, yes, that's it. Thank you. And she said, all right. And she took his menu, and she walked into the kitchen. And 5 minutes later, she came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it down on the table in front of the man. And she said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And then he looked around, and then he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. I have a problem. And the waitress came over, and she said, yes, can I help you, sir? What seems to be your problem? And he said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay, okay. And she was looking around, and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, uh-huh, that'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a cowboy that was riding his horse across the county because he was on his way to town. And his horse stepped in a hole and twisted his ankle and broke his leg. So the cowboy had to shoot his horse to put him out of his misery and had to bury his horse in the county desert. So he buried his horse, and then he took off his saddle, and he was carrying the saddle across the county. Well, he was looking for a place where he could buy another horse, and he came across this ranch, and he was walking on the ranch, and he was looking for the ranch owner so he could talk to him about buying a horse. And he found the rancher, and he said, hey, rancher, I was riding across the county, and my horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So I had to shoot and kill my horse, and I had to bury him. But now I need another horse because I'm on my way to town, and I need a horse to ride to town. And the rancher said, well, I only have one horse here. I don't have many. I don't have a bunch of horses because the one horse I have, I just use him for breeding. But he don't look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see that one horse, and I'll determine if he looks good or not. So the rancher said, okay. And he took him to the stable, and he showed him that one horse. And the cowboy looked at that one horse, and he said, yep, this horse has a long mane on the back of his head, and that looks good. And he got a long mane on his tail, so that looks good. And his body looks really furry, so that looks good. This horse looks okay to me. All you got to do is brush him and then put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him to town. And the rancher said, okay. And he brushed him and washed him down. He put his saddle on him, and the rancher said, the cowboy said, well, how much money do you want for your horse? Do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money. He said, do you want $500? And the rancher said, oh, that's too much money. And he said, do you want $500? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for this horse. And the man said, well, do you want $250? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for this horse. And so the cowboy said, what, you want $100? And the rancher said, no, that's still too much money for this horse. And then the cowboy said, what, you want $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, $50 sounds about right for this horse. So the cowboy said, okay. And he paid the man $50. And then he got off the horse, got on the back of the horse, and he said, I'm going to ride him into town from the ranch. And he started riding the horse. And he got to the end of the fence, and the horse ran into the fence and threw the cowboy off the horse. And the cowboy said, oh, he stole me a horse that was blind. That's why he was saying that the horse is not good, and that's why he didn't want to sell me the horse, because he sold me a horse that was blind. Well, I'm going to take it back to the rancher, and I'm going to get my money back, because I'm not going to pay for a blind horse. And the cowboy went back and found the rancher, And he said, I want you to give me my money back because you sold me a blind horse. And he said, no, I didn't. I told you the horse no looked so good. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, another joke for Monday. There was a man that was involved in a major accident. And because in the accident, he lost both of his ears. So his insurance company paid him a lot of money. He got millions of dollars for his lawsuit in the accident. And he decided he wanted to take his money and he wanted to start his own business. So he put some ads in the paper and he was soliciting for people to come apply for the job at his business. And there were three men that lined up to apply for the job. And the first man went in and the interviewer interviewed him. And he said, okay, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at the man, and he looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming and hollering, telling him, hey, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. So the man left. And then the interviewer went out to the hallway, and he got the second man that was waiting to be interviewed. And he brought him into the interview office and sat him down behind the desk and told the man, this is an observation position. So you have to tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and looked at him again, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man started screaming and hollering and saying, get out of here. I don't want you in my office. And the man walked out the office. But he stopped at the other man that was waiting to be interviewed for the job. And he told him, he said, hey, man, the man that's interviewing doesn't have any ears. And he's really sensitive about that. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about him not having any ears. And if you do that, I think you can get the job. So be cautious when you talk to him and try not to say anything about him not having any ears. And you can get the job. And the man said, right on, man, that's good looking out. Thank you for the information. I'm going to remember that when I go in for my interview. And so the interviewer came out and got the third man and walked him back in the office and sat him down behind the desk. And he told the man, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him and looked at him again and he looked at him. And he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was like, wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said that to me or even mentioned that to me. What made you think of that? That is excellent observation. And the man said, well, I had to think of something because you can't wear any eyeglasses because you got no ears to hold up your eyeglasses. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There were two men that were having a discussion about Jesus. And one man says that when Jesus came to earth and he walked the earth as a regular man, he was a white man. And the other man said, no, when Jesus walked the earth as a regular man, he was a black man. And they had that argument all through life. They argued about the fact that Jesus was either white or black. And they had that argument all the way up to the day both of them died. And then they went to heaven, and they were inside the pearly gates and Jesus walked up to them, and they said, Jesus, answer this problem for us, because we have this discussion. We want to know, when you came to earth as a human, what were you? Were you a white man? And then the other man said, no, Jesus, tell him you were a black man. And Jesus looked at him and said, como se llama? I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. All right. Well, back to the radio show. And now let's listen to a song. The song is... My Yo-Yo. Let's sing about My Yo-Yo. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me. And he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yo between classes. That's right. I yo-yo at lunchtime. I yo-yo on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yo. I can do three tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you get around the world. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo. So I had a gold yo-yo. I had a green yo-yo. And then I had a butterfly yo-yo. And it was yellow. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. really good at, and I practice every day, and I always have my yo-yo with me. Come to yo-yo house. I was playing with a yo-yo. Come to yo-yo house. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. Shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting, and I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting, and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party, and I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, guys? Baby? Everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of more jokes to kick off Monday's radio show with. There was a man that was driving down a highway, and he was speeding, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting off to the side of the highway behind a freeway billboard. Now, the highway patrolman was sitting in his squad car, and he was eating his lunch, and he saw this man speed by on his highway. And he thought to himself, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put up his lunch, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on the highway. And when he was chasing him down, he thought to himself, I'm going to find out why this man is speeding on my highway. And if he has a legitimate reason, then I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch. So he turned his red lights on and he flagged the man down. And the man pulled over to the side and stopped. And the highway patrol officer got out of his car. And he walked up to the car. And he knocked on the window. And the man rolled the window down and he said, sir, do you know why I stopped you? And the man said, no, officer, I don't know why you stopped. He said, well, tell me why you were speeding. And the man said, well, I kind of was driving down the highway, and I saw a highway patrol officer sitting off to the side of the freeway behind a freeway billboard, and it reminded me of my wife. My wife had run off with a highway patrol officer. So I was thinking about that. And then when I saw you turn your lights on and getting ready to flag me down, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back. Woo! I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men in the jungle that were taking pictures of the animals. They were taking pictures of the lions and the tigers and the elephants and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, what are you doing, man? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man said, I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm Jay Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. And if you don't believe this tale is true, go ask the blind man, because he saw it too. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because I'm telling you it's so. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you don't know, now you know. play another song. I got another song for you. And it goes like this. The dogs in my hood. Yeah, we're talking about guard dogs. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting. Blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I noticed that they're on one side of the street. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. March it up four times. On two times, on three times, march it up, doggy, march it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65th Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the seventh house, and then you listen, and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, because he's a guard dog, and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog, and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street and run down the block and get somewhere, because he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with his shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good, and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog, and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready to run somewhere, because he's a guard dog, and his name is Champ. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the three houses across the street, and he smells the bushes. And he pees in the trees. He marks his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog. And he's on patrol. He's a guard dog. And he's doing his thing because he's taking care of the property. And he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65th Place. And if you go down the block,
to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beach. He's in the corner house, and if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, because he's a guard dog, and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's B-I-T-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious, oh yes. He will bite. He got big teeth, and he growls and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, because he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, because he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it. And so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs, guard dogs, are the dogs in my hood, guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. V-I-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, their bitch is hell, yes. They're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the streets. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way, because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater, to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day I got off on Hollywood Boulevard and I was walking down the street and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Jim Lennon, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. This is the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. And so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome everybody to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I got one last joke that I'm going to share with you to end our Monday's radio show. You know, I was a teacher in Compton School District. I taught 6th grade core, and I had black kids, and I had white kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Indian kids, and I had some Spanish kids. But I had to make sure they could all speak English so I could teach them. Otherwise, I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language. And so I started off the day by saying, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And they were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah, I understood what you said. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. Well, all right. Well, that's the end of my show. So now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share this story that I wrote for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for the last part of the radio show in a minute.
I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me, because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame, or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame. And he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split. But it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split. And that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spot and put my hand facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it. Because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just hooked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. And, oh, I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off. Because my 200 game, I was down to like 198. Getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down, and he got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare, and then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot, and he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, boom! And he stuck a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the kid, the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got 8-pin. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198. Boom, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn. And I go up to the lane, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lane, and I line up my shot. And I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike, because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself five, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's five, and I'm like, yeah. This is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the hole. Pow! Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley, and I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arms straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane. And I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10-pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7-pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot. that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Why? You niggas outside without no gun, you think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun and show you niggas I ain't, cause bullets ain't got no name. Why? You niggas act as if your body built to survive the shot, knowing damn well after I get cracking, you're gon' be outlined and charged. Sun is shining, she still is raining. You don't wanna get wet, then boy, stop hanging. My hood is warring, so ain't no warning. Niggas will take their life, now your mom is mourning. I done seen it happen, we got cracked. 6 minutes later, they got right back at us. 10 minutes later, we was right back at them. My burner's so hot, I put a hole in my mattress. Ain't got no name. You niggas outside without no gun, you think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun and show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Still it's raining, and you ain't gotta ask where he from, just spray him. By the look up on his face, you could tell he banging. See the look up on his face when that thing start ringing. One down, two to go, suspect usual. Murder scene, the routine ain't new to you. Switch cords, double back, one down, double that. Yellow tape the gate, so they niggas wait a bullet before they learn they lesson. You still ain't got your gun, you ain't got the message. My enemies, they know, they say he got extra. When I come to, I only got one question. Why you niggas outside without no gun? You think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun and show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get him, cause bullets ain't got no name. Uh-oh,
well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I need to check about the time to see what time it is. So DJ, pop the D, can you tell me what time it is? I think the clock on the wall says that's all. But just to be sure, let me check with my engineer and see what he has to say about the time.
It's 4:33.
Okay, good. So let's do the birthday and we can get out of here. I can get out of the hallway and go eat my dinner. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's birthday celebration time. So sit back and let's recognize the birthdays for the followers, the friends, and the fan club members of my radio show. Let's follow today's birthday. Today is the 24th of July. So let's see who's born today so we can acknowledge their birthday. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song. And let's get down to naming our recipients of the happy birthday greeting.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. July 24th. 2023, first day of Leo. Here are all of our Leo birthdays. Happy birthday to Navis Queen. Happy birthday to Kim Mullen. Happy birthday to Derek Bryant. Happy birthday to Heavenly Love. Happy birthday to Dorothy Louise Roberts. Happy birthday to Denise McDonald. Happy birthday to Natalie Harris Myers. Happy birthday to Deborah Carter. And last but not least, happy birthday to Herbert Munter. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, July 24th, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday today on the 24th of July. We got 7 days left in the month. And then we'll be in the month of August. So the summer is almost over, y'all. It's almost time to get ready to go back to school. And it's almost ready to start the NFL season. That's right. It's football season getting ready to start. So get ready. Make sure if you're going back to school, you get all your inoculation shots. If you're going to elementary school, if you're going to junior high school, if you're going to high school, and if you're going to college, make sure you get all your shots so that you can check into school without any problem. So we want to celebrate your birthdays today on the 24th of July. And I want to sing a birthday song for you for the month of July, and the August birthday, or the month of Leo, the sign of Leo, the lion. All right, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, and happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's a happy birthday to you. It's your birthday, it's your birthday. It's your happy birthday to you. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody just celebrating their birthday today on the 24th of July. In the month of the sign of the Leo, the lion. Now we got the lions making their presence known. Look out, world. A lion's always think they control shit. You gotta watch them lies. They're always trying to lead the way. They don't know it's a Sagittarian world, but they believe that they're in control of everything. So, watch out. We got a whole bunch of lions that are stepping up now. We got a whole month of celebration of Leo. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show for the second day of the month of March. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot.
And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.